Okay. So basically, we have machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. If you gave a chalitza or a yibam to a woman and it turned out to be that she was pregnant, so at the time the chalitza yibam were worthless, but later on when she had a child, the child passed away. So there wasn't really a child. Do we say retrospectively the chalitza yibam worked, or the yibam worked? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, we do believe in retrospectivity. Gili milsa is valid, Moshe. And the Shlokish says that Gili milsa does not help. So we asked the question, we're in Lama Vavam and Aleph on top of the page. So we asked the question from a Braisa, and the Braisa says that if you marry a Vama and it turns out to be that she's Muberis, the co-wife cannot marry anybody else free, because maybe there'll be a child. So the Gemara asked, maybe there'll be a child. If there maybe will be a child, then Shitaki is free. That's why she shouldn't marry. That would release her. In other words, really, should say, maybe there is no child. No, and there is no child, but he gave chalitza. What's the problem? It must be that the saraya to Reish Lakish. It doesn't work. Chalitza mubedes does not work. So comes along a guy and makes a big chiddush, the difference between chalitza and yibum. Yibum, everyone agrees that yibum mubedes does not work. But chalitza muberes does work, because chalitza muberes does work. That's what Abai wanted to say. Rabbi said, what's the difference? We have a rule. If Yibim doesn't work, chalitza doesn't work. If Yibim does work, chalitza does work. You can't separate the two. So now comes along, Rabbi says, we have to read the Braisa. They go back to the original text of the Braisa. Omar, Rabbi, 3 lines on top. Hochi kama, this is how you should read the Braisa. Hakoinis, harezu loitinos, the tzarosa, the co-wife cannot marry anybody. Why? Shema take, yehei, Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe take, it's a Vlad ben Kayama. Nuluchayt, a Vlad ben Kayama. She should be free. Okay, first of all, right now she cannot marry because Bia Muberes Loishma Bia. Now, Bia Muberes Hilash Rabia does not mean the same thing we learned till now. We mean that if there is a child, then obviously the Bia right now doesn't do anything. And Chalitza Muberes Loishma Chalitza, because nothing happened. She's a child. No, so why isn't she free? Why can't the co-wife marry? Because what's going to free her? The Vlad. But Vlad ain't a poiter acha yetilavir oilam. What's going to free her? Not the Bia, the Chalitza right now, because the woman is pregnant. It's going to be when she has a child and the child survives. Then it means that you never had ties to Shimon. But that doesn't happen until the child is actually born. So she's stuck until then. That's what it means. Okay, this is what we're up to. We look like
someone is pregnant.
Yeah, but you know,
yeah. So you wait. 30 days after.
You wait, exactly. It's a suffix all the time.
You wait
the full thing, and then 30 days afterwards. However, the din is, according to halacha, that if you know for sure that the woman was a full 9-month pregnancy, then it doesn't matter if the child died before 30 days, we say it's a full child. This whole din of 30 days is only if the child and the mother did not reach full pregnancy, and usually you don't know. In this case, Yitaka would know, because if it's exactly 9 months after Reuven died, then you know it's a full 9-month pregnancy, then you don't have to wait 30 days. So this whole thing is it's a side issue. Tanya, we learn the Braise, Kavose, the Rove, we learn like Rove, there's no difference in Chalitza, no Yibum, and we're going to learn the Pshat of here is talking about that she has to wait until the child came to the world. Hakoinas, Yivemta, you marry Yivama, Venim Tsas, Mubedas, turn out to be pregnant, Harezu, Loitanos, Itzarosa, the co-wife cannot marry anybody else. Shema, Yehevlad, Ben Kayama, the Rove's version of the Braise is correct, and maybe the child will live. Not maybe the child won't live, because the child won't live, then the Bia Chalitza right now does work. But maybe the child will live. No. And so what? And so right now you can go ahead and marry, because and most children live. Now right now you can't get married because there ain't be a chalitza paiteres. Not to be a chalitza paters. El a vlad paiter. When the child will be born, the child will pater her from her husband and free to marry anybody she wants. Obava vlad ain't paiter achi yete lavir oilam. The vlad doesn't work until she comes out into the world. So now I'm going to ask a question. Okay. So how do you read this? It seems from the Braisa now, before you brought it out from the Braisa, Kasha B'Yech, now it's actually a Kasha from this Braisa, not this other new Braisa, is a Kasha and a Shlokish. It says here, we're worried maybe the Vlad will be Kayama. Sounds like, but what about if the Vlad will not be Ben Kayama? Then she's all right. Why is she all right? Because the Chalitza, the Bia, that or the yibum that Shimon did to the wife when she was Mubedis is effective, so the co-wife is mutter. So we see a right that it works. The whole problem is Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama, that might be a kid. Halloi Habi Vlad Ben Kayama, it would not have been a kid. Mift Tzorosa, the Tzor be Potter. Lema to Hebi to Yufta de Shlokish, the Kasha de Shlokish. It sounds clear from here that if there would have been, if there would not have been a kid, then she would not be able to marry, even though there would not be a kid. L'chayda Shimon made a yibum with the other wife, so why isn't the co-wife mutter? Obviously, that the yibum that it was done while Shimon Bedes is ineffective, and it has to be done again. Araya to Rabbi Yechon, araya. Sorry, Hallah would not be a kid. And Taka should be potter. Why would she be potter? Because the yibum that the Shimon did is effective. Araya to Rabbi Yechon, lema to have it to yufta de reshlakash reshlakish. Reshlakish says, don't learn, but if there was no vlad, she's permitted. Hachi tani, this is how you should learn the braisa. Hakoinis yevemtoi, you learned the braisa that maybe there will be a vlad, and therefore you have to hang around for a month later, as if to say, but there was no vlad, then she's right away free. Free. No, just the opposite. This is the braisa. The hakoinis yevemtoi, this is the shlokish version, v'nimtzas mubedes, she was pregnant, harei zuloi tenosi, don't marry, tzarosa. The Tzarosa should not marry Koshema lo yehei Vlad ben Kayama. Not that we worry about there will be a Vlad. Maybe there won't be a Vlad ben Kayama. And if there is no Vlad ben Kayama, so then they have the full din of Yibum. And the Yibum or the Chalitza that the husband did while the Shimon did while she's Mubedes is ineffective. That's Pufaket. The Chalitza Mubedes lo yishmo Chalitza. Ubiya Mubedes lo yishmo Biya. Aye, so what's this thing about a Vlad patted only afterwards? That's talking about there was a Vlad. Oh, missing words in the Braisa. Ay, Vim Tamer, why do you think? Why are we choshes that maybe the Vlad will die? And therefore, we say to the Tzara that you have to hang around. Most women who have children will live, so let's assume that the child will live. So you put it anyway. Vim Tamer, holachach reiv noshim, and reiv noshim Vlad ma'al yodin, so why are you telling the Tzara that she's stuck? You're right. Even if a Vlad Malia and she doesn't have to wait for another Chalitz or another Yibum, oh, but she still has to wait. What does she have to wait for? Because Vlad ain't pointed to Yotzal Avid Olam. She's waiting for the Vlad to be born because she doesn't go out until the Vlad is born. She has to hang around till then. Okay. Omar Abulaz says, Efsha, is it possible? Isallah de Shlokish. We're gonna pass a bit like the Shlokish. These are the exceptions, we pass like the Shlokish. The Loit Nan Love Masisa, and there's no Mishnah that supports the Shlokish. We gotta find a Mishnah somewhere. Nothing. They went out, duck, they looked, they found the Mishnah. At Nan, we learned later on. Haisha, there was a woman, Leia. Shahola Baila, husband Ruven Vitzarosa, and her co-wife Rochel went to Medina Siam overseas. Now, Bov Omle told her, Mez Baila, said your husband died. Now, she doesn't know. There were no children before they left, but maybe the husband had a child with Rochel who went with the husband overseas. So maybe she's a free woman, or maybe there was no child and she still stuck to brother-in-law. What she do? She's in a state of limbo. Harezu Leitis Nasi, on the one hand, she cannot marry anybody outside because maybe there were no children. Or Leitis Yam, nor could she marry her brother-in-law because maybe there was a child. Novas, what she should do? Acheteda, she needs to know Shemamu, until she knows for sure what happened. Why? What are we choshish? Shemamu better see Tzarasa, because maybe her Tzara fell pregnant. So now she has to, fell pregnant.
Fell pregnant and delivered, or just that she fell pregnant
and delivered
a viable child?
No, maybe for a pregnancy you have to wait until the child is born.
Okay.
That's what. But you don't know, and but even wait 12 months, maybe there was no child, and you're stuck with the Shimon.
So what's the point of waiting?
Yes, that's Acheteda. Acheteda. The one will ask her that. That's the get. What do you mean? Shemu Muberes.
It's irrelevant because Muberes is only like a 9-month process.
That's what it means, yeah. And what do you mean? Leading to the problem afterwards, yeah. We'll see in a minute. We'll ask a question. Says the Gemara. There's a very simple solution. Think for a second. It can't be a good loyal chayre. I'm going to ask. Very simple solution. Wait the full 10 months, right? 9 months.
I mean, you've heard that he's died.
Yeah. 9 months plus another month, 10 months. And then get a chalitza, a manushach. If there was a baby, then you bechal a free woman. The chalitza is meaningless. And if there was no baby, so you take a tie to Shimon, you got a chalitza. Yibum you cannot do because maybe taki not allowed to live, maybe taki there was a baby, so when you're living with your brother-in-law, you're even isakaris. But chalitza, what do you have to lose when there's no reason for it? So why a gunaloy lamis? 10 months. That's what I was going to ask now. Freddy, Bishlam, because says in the Braisa, Achateda, as if to say, if you don't know, the rest of your life you're stuck. Why? Bishlam, Yivum, I understand why. Loi, Shem, Yivlam, I understand that. Maybe the child will live. How can you live with your brother-in-law? But Yivga, Beisad, Eches, Achda, Araisa. I understand that. Why shouldn't you have a chalitza? Why not? Bishleim etachlus b'toich tez v'tinotze b'toich tez. I understand why within the 9 months you now do chalitza, because and you get married within 9 months. That I understand, because maybe there was no baby. Maybe there was a baby and you have to wait till the baby is born before you're free. Hainu safik. Etachlus b'toich tez. Why don't you make a chalitza within 9 months? About 20 lines about it. Why did you make a chalitza within 9 months? And according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though she's muberes at the time, chalitza's muberes works. So mamarashach will work. And then v'tinasi, but don't get married till achatisha. And mamarashach. If the taka was a baby, then who is the chalitza? And if there was no baby, so taka she stuck to Shimon, he gave her chalitza. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, chalitza muberes more chalitza. Akash al Rabbi Yochanan is a raya to Reish Lakish. Here I found a mishnah that supports Reish Lakish's view. Freddy Gemara, don't use this Mishnah at all, because this whole Mishnah is klepnish. But the time, according to you, Tachleis v'tinasi lachetes, you want to bring a raya to Reish Lakish from here, okay, but that still doesn't answer, the Mishnah still shved, because the Mishnah says she's an aguna forever. Wait the full 9 months, even according to Reish Lakish, when she's no longer Mubedis, right? She's no longer Mubedis, definitely not Mubedis anymore, and give her the chalitza death, and say Mamanoshech. If there was a baby, I'm b'chlal free, at the last of the lines tests. And if there was no baby, then the chalitza is effective according to everybody, because after the 9 months. And yet the Mishnah says she's a good alamis. How do you understand the Mishnah? So whatever you're going to answer on that question, you can answer on the first question. It's no question. Why not? Ela bar minodahi, you have to remove from here the whole Mishnah. This has nothing to do with chalitza muberes or not. This is another vort altogether. A vort based on Abaye, the son of Abba said, and Abchina bar Abaye. They both say, Shema Yev Labakiyomi. You know what we're worried about? You know why we don't even let her make a chalitza after the 9 months? Because we don't know, right? What? Because you're going to make a chalitza. Turns out, and maybe Take the chalitza is a sham. Because maybe Take there was a child, so it didn't need a chalitza. So then the chalitza was nothing. If the chalitza was nothing, she's allowed to marry a kohen. But if the chalitza was something, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So we need to make an announcement. Make an announcement regarding whether she can marry a kohen or not. So the nimtza ata matzricha kruiz lekuhuna. You're going to have to make an announcement for kuhuna, because one day you're going to find out that take there was a child. 10 years later, you find there was a child. Comes out she wasn't a chalutza, and then she's a lot of married kohen. So you're going to have to make an announcement then.
She can marry a kohen.
Now she can marry a kohen because the chalutza is no good. That's why we don't like it. So we're going to deny her. She would rather have her in aguna.
Make sense.
I understand. We'll see in a minute. So we'd rather make her an aguna and also and so we shouldn't have the problem that she'll be able to marry a kohen. Freddy Gemara, what's the big deal? Make the announcement. Wouldn't she rather be a free woman, whatever? Nay, we're worried. Dilma ika init. Whenever we find out for sure, 10 years later, we find out for sure that the husband died and left the child behind, you should know the chalitza we did 10 years ago for this woman is nothing, and therefore she can go ahead now and marry a kohen if she wants to. Even though she's married, if that guy dies, she can go marry a kohen. So do it. What's the big deal? We're worried. Dilma ika inish dahavi bechalitza, v'loi havi bachroza. They saw 10 years ago when she received the chalitza, and then they saw, and 20, 15 years later, come back into town. They see she's happily married with a koyan. He said, what's going on here? And he wasn't around by the second announcement when they said, oh, we realized the chalitza was a sham. And then people were going to start thinking that a chalitza is a lot of married koyan. And it will disintegrate the whole Yiddish family. And we are so, passionate about ensuring the purity of yichas of a family, that we don't mind for a Yiddish woman being aguna the rest of her life for that. Unbelievable. People are not talking about chachamim. They don't know that. They just see a chalitza. Everyone, you have to be a tam chacham to know the man or sheikh.
That's right. That's
yeah, because only in the Besdin. I mean, the average lay person would know what the halachic side
of it. The way it will look.
Yeah. So we're going to have this woman in aguna the rest of
because
her life.
Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Why? Because the yichas is so important to us. So it's, you know, so we have to. The spin is we're not looking. Not that Chas Shalom that Chacham we're worried about Guna, because we'll have a klal all over Shas. Should be Guna Hikila Barabanan. But we're more interested in protecting the whole the family structure, the family structure, that we don't mind that on the altar of family structure we're gonna have a few agunas. So it's an amazing attitude, but it's not a callous attitude. It's a question of what's more important, the individual versus the community. What? Yeah, but then all Yiddish women should be asked a koyin. Taser asked that question.
Make it just ask it to a client, but then anyone else, you can.
Why should she be in a family?
That's true. Because no one would. Yeah, the Yiddish
it
doesn't.
No, the Ritva asked the question. Sorry, it wasn't Taser. I don't remember what he answered. Okay, I remember. Omele Abaye says, I don't know, yeah. Midei loisach, let's like this Yavin Tani. You decide that she's not good in the rest of her life and you have this whole problem. Does it say here that she can never have chalitza and never have yibum? It's like to not say, it says that right now she shouldn't marry in her current state. But it means, who said that she's a good rest of her life? All the Mishnah says, and it's not right to be a Chorosh like this. All the Mishnah says is that she cannot, the way she is right now, she cannot go ahead with Chalitza and Yibum. But if she does something about it, if she did a Chalitza, then it's all right. Rashi. So all the Mishnah says is like to not say, but like to say, I'm not saying she shouldn't have Chalitza. No, she shouldn't marry a fremde person. No, she can marry a brother-in-law because she's in a state of limbo. But it doesn't say the Mishnah she cannot get Chalitza. Go get Chalitza, you'll be able to marry. Maybe even while she's more better, it's like a biecha. Maybe afterwards, like it's lucky. No, either way. Rashi. Omele baye midle tachlag leziyam tani the teilik minei sayat leshlaki wearing a knife midle shlaki loy to nasek tani the loy to nasek leshuk because you're gonna marry anybody outside. Let's pray leimus rasi yoldu lebali and say that what I might sort of marry my husband. Not vishrim no she yoldus. I believe chotze. I feel a betoichtes, but maybe tak if she didn't receive a chalitz even within 9. Hachina mid the mishtai mutter. La achates the bia mu better. Chlitzos ma bia chlitz. No right. That's the gemara. Says the gemara. Tanya kavase the leshlaki. We talk, you learn the braise like the shlaki. She says in the braise, ha choy litzlim uberes. You chalitza to a woman's pregnant, but he pila, she was mapil. So it turned out to be, it was a good chalitza. Nevertheless, tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. You need chalitza again from the brothers. So what do we hear from here? That chalitza better, let's show a raise the shlaki. Omar rove, hilchaza kavase the shlaki behanitlas. The three dinim will be paskin like the shlaki. The three dinim will be paskin like the shlaki. At tastes in a few places as a shakataya, it's only limited to, you know, Yavamis or Babasa, or actually more Babasa, or is it called Shaskula? Okay, what are they? Chodod Amran, versus the case we just had here right now, Chodod Zivemte, Alokhidish Lokish. Number two, Eder that now we learn, if a father wants to distribute his inheritance, but not according to the Torah law, where Pachay gets double and every child gets an equal portion, he wants to give this more and this less. If he says it in the Lashon of Yerusha, it's meaningless. You're going against the Torah. If he says it in Matana while he's alive, a father can give Matana whatever he wants. What happens? I'm a chalik nechosav al pi. The guy distributing his estate riba le'echad, miyad le'echad. He gave more to one child and less to another child. V'hichol as a b'chayin, he made the b'chayin equal to everybody else. The vod of kayamin, he can do that. But the imam mishum yerusha lo amaklum. If he says it's matan, he can do whatever he wants. But if he says the word yerusha, you cannot go against the Torah. What about kosav bein b'tchile bein b'soy bein b'emtzim shematan? He used the word yerusha, but he also used the word matana in the beginning, middle, the end. The vod of kayamin. Then his words will last. The Amar Shlakish, comes along Shlakish and says, La la'aylam le'konam. Now, what's the argument of Rechish Lakish? That's the Mishnah. Comes along Rechish Lakish and argue. What happens? He divides his estate amongst two fremde people by one person who uses the word Yerusha and the other person who uses the word Matana. Do we say because he used the word Matana by one person, he meant Matana to the other person as well? He's taking it away from his kids. He's giving it to his fremde. If he Matana, he can do whatever he wants. If he uses Matana for one person, he uses the other one. Do we say because he used the Matana for one, automatically where Matana goes in the other person as well? Or do we say where he used Matana is Matana and we didn't, it's Yerusha, Yerusha doesn't work? Says the Gemara, La'olam loy kona, the other person is not kona, at Shigema, plainy, yosha, sada, plainies, uplaini shenasatim lahem b'matana v'yoshem. He has to clearly state matana applies to both of them. Otherwise, whichever one he didn't do it, it's only Yerusha, it's against the Torah, and he goes back to the children. Rashi. Top of the page. Let's say Reuben should yash in the field. With Tinnasin saw the plainy, and Shimon should receive a matana. Neither of them were children. Rabbi Yechon, he's koina. I feel a hide. Yerusha, even Reuben, will also get his share. Since he used the word matana to the other guy, kulanami matana, you know, even what he gave the first guy, it's obvious it's a matana. However, Shlaki says no. La oilam le kana ahud Yerusha, that means we say, lahai havi matana, u lahai Yerusha. Achiyem, until he says, the teku lash matana tavayu, the word matana goes on both. So they give out a bite. That's second machlekes. And what's the third one? That Allah and the Yishlokish. We either the third one is now we learned. Hakoyisiv kol nechos of livnoi. The machlekes of Yechon Yishlokish. Whether we say kinyan, Yechon says kinyan pedes ke kinyan guf. If I have the rights to use it, then b'shas ma'is it's mine entirely. And Yishlokish says kinyan pedes lav ke kinyan guf. Because you have the right to use it, doesn't make it yours. No, the Yechon holds really that. That when you own something, what do you mean you own something? You own the rights to use it. So if you have kinyan pedes, you have the goof. What else is there? The Shlokhi says, no, there's the rights and then there's the thing itself. Just because I have the rights to use it doesn't make it mine. So what does that do with anything? Many machlekes in the result. One of them is, Hakoyisiv kol nuchos of livnoi, a father writes to his son, you know, I'm giving over my house to you. And lachamois, after I pass away, it's yours. But right now, I'm going to continue living in the house. They have a statement, a technical name for this, whatever it's called. But you. Life interest. Yeah. I can live in this house till I pass away, and then automatically it's yours. Now, during the father's lifetime, can the father sell it? Why can't the father sell it? He doesn't own it anymore, he only has the rights to it. He gave the house over to the son. But neither can the son sell it. Right now the rights is by the father. That's right. So now the father no longer owns it. The father just has the rights to live in it. That's what it means.
In other words,
he says, he's saying it's yours from today. From today it's yours. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Look at Ashi. Good point. There's no death taxes here.
No,
you're in America.
But the thing is, theoretically...
It's a gift.
Theoretically, if the son sells it to somebody, his sister, but it's subject to his life to his father.
Well, soon as eating
about it. Can't throw the father out either.
Does the son have anything to sell? Does he have what to sell right now?
No, hang on.
Of course he has what to sell. He has to sell him the right that he has.
The son is selling the right that will be his when the father dies. Then will be his 100%.
We'll see in a minute. Okay. Rashi lacha moisa shekosev. He writes mahayem lach mitzvah today and onwards. Ain love. Oh, 99 yearly is like Canberra here, like in Hawaii. Hawaii, you can't buy anything. The whole it's all like that. Sorry. So Canberra is the same thing here. Yeah. Nobody kicks you out. It's automatically probably rolls over or something.
Which zone do they own it? So they don't want it to become Palestinian land. Then.
Goodbye. Rashi lachamoyse shekosi. He writes mahayem lach v'tein onwards ve'ainla of behen. The father's not have ve'lachilas peder b'chayev. Only eating fruits b'chayev. Says he, what happens if Mocharov, the father sold? Now the father has rights in the house. He sold his rights. Who then someone else can move into the house with those rights till the father dies. When the day the father dies, that other person has to leave the house, and the house transfers to the son. Rashi Mocharov Mechurin leechol halakeach peidus kol yemechayov. He can take over those rights that the father had. He has the same rights as the father. What happens as a commission of Eitel? What happens if Mochar HaBen, if the son sold it? The son could sell, but what is he selling? His rights. What are his rights? And if the father dies or after the father's death, I own the house. So that person will own the house after the father's death, but right now it's nothing. Ein lelekeach klum, achi yomasal. Okay, now we eat, we learn. So where's the Yechash Lakish coming in? This is the Machlekes. What happens if Mochar HaBen Bechaye, oh, the son sold it? So what we did, according to the mission, is that this person takes over after the father died. But what happened was, Umeis HaBen Bechaye, the son died first. Does this person then, when the father passes away, take over? Or we say, that's it, it's vanquished. The son's rights are vanquished, and everything goes back to the father. What happens then? Because...
Why wouldn't it go back to the son's son?
Because the son, the father said to the son, "I'm giving you over." See in a minute. Yeah.
The
shaili like this. I tell you. Okay. The shaili like this. Did the son do anything with that sale? Obviously, after the son, like, after the son passes, sorry, after the father passes away and the son's still alive, he has to give it over to the person, like a commitment, a promise, of tonight. But while the father is alive, did anything really happen? Did the son have anything to give over to the other person? The father had kinyan paidus. If you view that kinyan paidus is a kinyan goof, that means all you really have in a house is the rights to use it. And the father had that, then there's nothing left really for the son to sell. What did the son sell? Hot air. Nothing. So nothing happened. So if the son died first, there was nothing, there's no transaction. There is no transaction. So it goes back to the father. But if you learn that kinyan paidus lav ki kinyan goof, so the son owned the goof and the father owned the paidus, so the son sold to this guy the goof. So even though the son died before the father can still live there till he passes away, but then this other guy steps in. That's the machlekes. So he says, Gemara. Rabbi Yechon says, because since kinyan paidus, kinyan goof, the father owns it completely, the son is not going to sell. So therefore, lekeach has nothing. The shlokish is not kana lekeach. The shlokish is not lekeach is kinyan because the lekeach, the son owned the goof, and that's what he sold. Rabbi Yechon says, like kana lekeach, kinyan paidus, kinyan goof, dummy, belongs to the father entirely, nothing to sell. The shlokish is not kana lekeach, because kinyan paidus, lav kinyan goof, dummy. Rashi. That's machlekes number three. And we pass kind of like the shlokish, that kinyan paidus, lav kinyan goof. Rashi. Even when the father died, the kinyan paid it. The father's rights that he had there, as if he owned the entire thing. What did the son sell? Nothing. When the Mishnah says, the Mishnah clearly says that when the father dies, the lekeach takes over. That's talking about the son outlived the father. This is why the father died first. Then his kaima hamatana and the matana fulfilled. Whatever the son's rights had, so the son doesn't get any ownership. According to Rabbi Yechon, the son doesn't. That's why the son owned the house the whole time while the father was alive. The son had nothing, but it's like a commitment. The father passes away, the son now steps in and gets it. That's right. It's like a promise. It's a commitment more than a kinyan that took place. I will mess up Ben like Bazul Yod. He has nothing. Says him on the
So if you learn
the material portion,
somebody buys
it. It is Kinyan Paidus. We'll learn in Gittin. In Gittin, Daf Nun Tes.
So the guy who buys the property off the owner, it's the original owner from Moshe Yeshua, the owner buys it off. When he sells to somebody else, all he's selling is another future year.
Yeah, you're right. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Tes will have Arichas on it.
In other words, when you get the supply to the king of payments, you cannot sell it to somebody.
The problem is, according to the Gemara, the problem is actually Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds Achin Shecholku Lekuchasay. That means you never really own your property. It's no breda. If you never own your property, how do you ever give Bikurim when it says Domash and Asato Li? I don't own anything. I don't own anything. Even though I have Kinyan Paidus, if you hold Kinyan Paidus, you can goof dummy. If you hold Kinyan Paidus, you can goof dummy. Then you can say it. But according to the Shlokish, holds Kinyan Paidus, love Kinyan goof dummy, so you have nothing. And if he holds like Rabbi Yechon, how does it work? So Gemara says the only way you could ever give Bikurim, the only people ever give Bikurim was Chad Bachad Ad Yehoshua. Which means nobody. Which means that this whole parade that happened on Yiddish life, but it could have never happened. Who's around? Anyway. Yeah. If there was no child, we learned the name of Rabbi Elazar, Amru. So what happened if there was no child, if the child didn't exist, right? So the Mishnah says, if the child did not exist, it turns out to be that there was a din of Yibum. So then, they have to get divorced. They have to leave. They have to leave because it turns out to be they were never allowed to live with each other. Says Rabbi Elazar, this is what we discussed yesterday, Torah Elazar, Amru, Yaiti Beget. The question is, does she just walk out? Turns out to be that she was never allowed to marry Shimon. It was each of the Ach. So she just walks out, or you still need a get. Rabbi Elazar says you still need a get. Rashi, Tom Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, Poligar Sefer Damasnissen. He argues in the end of the Mishnah. Because he goes in the case, Ain Avlad Shekiyama didn't. If there was no. Okay, we're talking like this. If there was a Vlad, then they had no right to leave, they live. Then there was no condition. You don't need a get, just walk right out. What happens if there was no Vlad? If there was no Vlad, then she should have married Shimon. And he did marry Shimon. So the Mishnah says, Yekayim, right? Live together. They can just live together. Shlokhi says, you have to go and marry again. Comes on Rabbi Elazar, and he argues. He says, Ein Avlad Shekayama, Yekayim will come. He says, Afalpi, even though, She'ein Avlad Shekayama didn't live. So Luchayim is a mitzvah of Yibumir. Kansinele, we're not going to let them live together. Because he did the wrong thing. We told them not if there's a pregnant woman or wait 3 months. We told them to wait 3 months, right? Because we need to know. Even if you didn't know she was pregnant at the time. But we need to wait 3 months. You didn't listen. You went ahead and you married her. So even though it turned out to be you did the right thing, it was a risk. We don't like people taking such a kind of risk when you're playing around with Isser. And therefore, we're not going to let you stay married. We're going to force you to divorce her, even though it turned out to be that you did the right thing. So, you have to divorce with a get because it turned out to be it was a good marriage. He did something which is a suffix. I forgot the hash, the igloi, milsu, the yibim ali. I mean, it turned out to be all right. We want, you don't need a chalitza, obviously, because it turned out to be that the yibim was all right. But we can't see, we don't live it together. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, Omar, Rabbi says, Rabbi, this idea that if you defy the words of Chachamim, even though you turned out to be, you did the right thing, we're not going to let you benefit from challenging us. Is that not only Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Meir says the same thing. What's the mice? Rabbi Elazar, hold on, I'm just saying right now, we told you not to marry for 3 months and you went ahead and get married. Even though it turned out to be, you did the right thing. Don't care. We're not going to let you stay married. Okay. And what's the mice Rabbi Meir? The time you learned, Lo Yisa Adam Ubeda Chaveda, if you know that your friend's wife, let's say your friend passed away, or divorced, whatever it is, and she's pregnant, don't marry her because you're endangering her. If you have a relationship and you give birth to another child, sorry, and you make her pregnant, it might squish, it might kill the other child she has in the womb. Or umeinek chaveda. Remember, in those days, you didn't have all these artificial milk, whatever it is, and if she fell pregnant during her while she was nursing a child, she would lose her milk. And if she would lose her milk, what's going to happen to the baby? Sakonis nefashis. So you have no chachamim. Don't want the chacham. It's not the tailor. The chacham don't want you to marry a woman who's either within the first 2 years of nursing a baby or while she's pregnant. What happened to Im Nasa? You defied us and you didn't proceed to get married. Yoiti, you have to divorce her. Yachzei lam la meir. So may it also penalize you if you didn't listen to the words of chacham. Same thing.
However, getting married to someone who's feeding and someone who's ready married.
What do you mean?
Someone is married and his wife's feeding, so then if they have tashmish, she also potentially.
Did we say Shayim Psayim Hashem? Because you have no shaykhis to her and you went and proactively did something. There, that's the nature of things. But here, you proactively, they would say Shayim Psayim Hashem, here we don't say. But you went ahead, the Chacham told you not to, because don't rely on this and we don't have to. There, that's the way a man and woman are, so. Abes will take care of us. He created that nature by people to behave this way. The Chacham say, no, you had to take a divorce. I mean, I'm not even sure if it means with a get or without a get. We'll see later. Wait the 2 years. Wait till she's no longer pregnant. And then go ahead and marry her. We don't penalize loy levod. So, klal from here, water does penalize. Like Rabbi Elazar. What's the day? How do you link the two machlekes? They're very different. Why? Maybe it's not so. At can like come, but Rabbi Elazar, you know, Rabbi Elazar cancels you. Through the kapoga, be eased age of the rice. What are we concerned with over here? What happens, Taka, that she does have a child? Yeah, you're even Issa Kodis. How did you put yourself at a risk of maybe being even Issa Kodis? Therefore, Rabbi Elazar cancels you, you cannot live with her after. Rabbi Elazar. The whole Issa is only the Rabban. There's no Issa in the Torah to live with a woman. that's pregnant or that has just nursing a child. So I mean the rabbanon. Nu, and nachme, ki rabbanon svirle. Plus, there's a day you did the rabbanon who say that you're allowed to. So is it to penalize the eilam bod? Can't. Even a mayor who. Even Rabbi Lezer would be made maybe over there that you weren't going to penalize. First of all, there's a penalty. Racham, second of all, it's only east of the Rabbanon. Not so bad. Well, you know me. Ad Kadlik, come and I made Hassam. You know why that mayor over there was so strong? And he said, vehement that if you do this, you have to divorce and never stay married. You know why? Because people take the Rabbanon lightly. And sometimes you have to take the Rabbanon and treat it more stringently than the Tater. Mishul the Rabbanon, because that's only the Rabbanon. And Bechachamim, Osu, Chizel, Livreim, Yaisim, Mishul Tater. Many times the Chachamim was stricter with the Rabbanon than the Tater. Tater people careful anyway. But people treat the Rabbanon lightly. So we're going to come out. Over here, marrying your sister-in-law or your husband, your brother's wife is an isa deraisa. Most people will separate from anyway. We don't have to come out so strong. So there's no raya. These two machlekes are linked at all. Omar says, "Rabbi, do chacham say that? Okay, that you have to separate for 2 years and then you can take her back. When you say separate, I mean with a get or just leave her." So Rabbi says, "Yoytziya beget. You need to do an act of a get, and then wait till she stops nursing before you take her back." I'll prove you. Tani says yaitzi. It says the word yaitzi, but like Tani yafrish. If all it meant was separate from your wife and then come back to her when the 2 years are over, they would say yafrish. But saying yaitzi, talk means send her out of the house. Shmami no. Is that a good raya? She might want to find somebody else. True, but too bad. Or what you should have done is just Mekadosh her, but not marry her. Remember, you married her. You don't want to be Mekadosh her if you were scared. Mekadosh her, wait 2 years. No, not about Yibam here. We're talking about a friend, yeah. Omele Rav Ashi le Rav Hoshia Breid Ravidi. Rav Ashi once said, Rav Hoshia Ravidi, let me ask a question. It says, Hasam Tanah, we learned over there, there's a lead into a question. Over there it says, Rav Shimma Ben Gamliel Eimer. Rav Shimma says, after a baby was born and lived for 30 days, it ain't a nafel. It's no longer the gedder of a nafel. Even if it dies afterwards, it's no longer a nafel. And because by an animal, it's 8 days, but by a human, it's 30 days. Well, Adam, 30 days. Haloisha, what happens if the baby fell off the roof? Or some accident happened. It only lived 2 weeks. Now we don't know if this accident. Exactly. We know it's a suffix if it's a nafel or a vlad ben kayama. What about haloisha? He didn't wait. Not because it died naturally, but because of a natural death. Then sveikav. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. Rashi. Three lines and wide line. And therefore, this mother is a yavama. Doesn't need, is a free woman because it was a baby. What about it that died in the middle? Sveiki. So what do you do with sveika? Don't know if you get married or not. So what we do is do chalitza. Suffolk. V'loimis yavemis. The davke, says Rashi, when are we worried? Imesapkalon ikololoi chadosh avilai. We're not sure it was a 9-month baby. Avali kimlon de kololoi chadosh. We know for a fact a 9-month baby, and I told you before, a 9-month baby, you don't have to live 30 days to say the child is healthy, fully healthy, and it's considered a v'lat kayama. Tinek ben yoimai. Even 1 day already, she's put straight away the child was born. So it doesn't matter if the child dies later. It's like no different than a normal case where the child died 5 years old. It doesn't matter. Says the right to eat, we the but amazed, but take lamed yom. So we learned the Gemara, if somebody, if let's say the child died within 30 days, the Yavama had a child that died within 30 days, and then she went ahead and she married somebody in the street, thinking that she's a free woman. The Omdav and his Katcha, she went ahead and she's Mekadosh. He didn't listen to the Chacham over here. Chacham said, it's a suffix. We don't know what your situation is. It died from some unnatural death. She decided she's not a Yavama anymore. She decided that she had a child, and the child would have lived, and therefore she went out in the shuk, and she married somebody. Don't listen to us. So Ravina, Amar Mashmeid Rav. Ravina is the name of Rav Amar. He says, Im Eishes Yisroeli, if she married a Yisrael, the best thing to do is let her go back to the brother-in-law, get a chalitza, and then she can go back to her husband, because even chalitza is like a get, you let her go back to Yisrael. However, Im Eishes Koyini, if she's married to Koyin, if she gets a chalitza, she can no longer stay married to her husband. We have an achmanus on her, ain't a chalitza. No, she did it. We're gonna let her stay. That's right. You know, I marry a chalitza. Yeah. However, Mashashi said, "Name of Rava." They're arguing what Rava said. He said, "Name of Rava, Achazu, va'Achazu chalitzes." Makes no difference. You have chalitzes. Too bad. Shouldn't have done it. Now that you married, too bad. Omele Ravin la Mashash, very interesting, next line, we'll finish it. Ravin said the Mashash, you're right. At night, the Rava said what you said, we don't care, even the Kaya, too bad. Or the Tzafra, after he slept on it, Hodabe, and we find many times the Shas will see, needed the Rava changed his mind, he said, I made a mistake yesterday, and he passed. This is one of the cases where he changed his mind. Omalay, so Rav Mashasha got up and he said, oh, tomorrow you can tell me Sharisu, so you want to tell me Rav was matted to a coin that she should live with this coin, even though it's a suffix, maybe it's a suffix, he said that, Raisa. So tomorrow you can tell me the Hey Raiva, that Rav will Tishtru Avtarba, that Trefa Fats, you can tell me Rav says Mutter. Tomorrow you say Chaz is Mutter also. You can come and know other stories about Rav. Bob Mises. Okay, that's the lead into the question, which we'll see tomorrow.